St Kilda's head of football program, David Rath, has been good enough to join us. Welcome to Sunday Crunch Time, David.
G'day, Nat. G'day, Josh. How are you going, guys?
We are going very well, thank you. Just talk us through how things are going at the Saints. Obviously, a really big challenge for you guys today coming up against the Premiers in Melbourne, who are undefeated, but a good chance to, I guess, test yourself.
Yeah, I think that's the sort of narrative, isn't it? There's no bigger test in footy at the moment than the D's. On the G as well, which is good for us to get another look here. We don't play a lot of games here, but it sort of suits our style, I think. So we're sort of, you know, we're looking at this game as a real opportunity to sort of, not frank our form, but test how we're travelling against the best in the comp. And there's a lot of stuff we're doing which is gives us some confidence that we'll be in this game. You know, the challenge will be to stick to what we do and do well and keep doing that for 120 minutes.
It was a really tough slog last week in Cairns. How has the team recovered from that? I imagine it was pretty much recovery base for the front half of this week.
Yeah, you're right, Nat. It was definitely, you know, it was. It's a funny game, isn't it? Footy, it seems a really different environment here at the G than it was last week. And, you know, faced with different challenges during the year, and that was a different one for us. But, no, our boys have bounced back well from it. And there's, you know, I think you get a sense of sometimes when you get a physical challenge that you can rebound from it reasonably quickly and come out stronger. And we're hopeful our boys have recovered really well from that.
David, Josh here. Good luck this afternoon. Now, I may have been fed some misinformation because I was having a chat to a good mate of mine, Brad Crouch, and he said you may have been down a coach or two, but I swear I just saw Corey Enright walking across the MCG. So are you at full strength in the coaching box today? Is Brad... Send me a couple of
we're not quite at full strength. Actually, Boris has timed it beautifully because his 7 days expired yesterday, so he didn't miss a game because we had the 8-day break. So that worked well for him. It's his first day back in the program. He's been out all week and sort of zooming into meetings and stuff. But unfortunately, Brendan Lade has gone down during the week, so we are one down. And Damien Carroll will step into that role for us in the box. Lady will be zooming in and have all the support from the AFL with all the stats at home. So, yeah, we're sort of getting used to that, I think, in being versatile. And we're fortunate in our program we've got some people who can step into those roles who've got some experience. So, yeah, one down again, mate.
How has Corey Enright's introduction into the Saints been? He's admired by all for what he did on the field, 300 plus games. The way he went about it was loved by all. He's got the nickname Boris. He's a very cool customer, having spent a couple of years with him. What's his coaching style been like for your guys?
Yeah, I think you've sort of nailed it, mate. He's so well regarded across the industry, and we looked. At Corey as a coach we wanted in our program for some time, and it took a while to get that to happen, but he's been fantastic for us. Our defence has consolidated under his leadership and direction. You look at the form of Josh Battle, who over the past couple of years we've tried him forward and back, and he needed to settle into a position, and Corey's been fantastic for him. Our team defence has been one of our strengths this year on the back of some of the direction that he's brought to it. But you're right, he has that calm presence. He's not flustered, and he's just got that sense of assuredness which the players love. And he's got some really good intellect that he brings into our discussions in the coaching realm as well.
Now, I'm watching Jack Higgins really meticulously go through some goal-kicking practice, and he and one of his taller teammates have had a few issues at different stages, but... Is there a fine balance, isn't there, between practicing, to get better, but also, doing it so much that it becomes a mental thing. So, those guys got a nice balance, it looks like, between, trying to practice and trust their routine, but not overthink things in front of goals.
Yeah, I think that's the journey you're on as a forward, Josh, isn't it? That your sort of form can come and go a little bit. And particularly with young players, it takes a while to sort of ride that out and work out what are the sort of non-negotiables and the things you want to stick at in the way you practice. And both those boys are working through that. They've missed some shots that they would love to have made, but the important thing is that they consolidate their practice and their process and trust that. Jack's been working really hard with Ben Robbins on his routine. Max has too, so they're putting in the work, and you're right, it's not necessarily more practice, but it's better practice is the key there, I think.
A couple of big ins for you today, Zach Jones and Rowan Marshall, of course, but nice to have Zach Jones back in the side for his first game of the season after taking personal leave. He then sort of came back and injured himself again. Football clubs are a great place to be when you're going through a tough time. Just talk about, I guess, the club and rallying behind Zach and getting him back to this point where he's able to return to footy today?
Yeah, look, it's terrific to have him back. He's obviously had some personal issues he's worked through, and he's in a really good spot now. He did have an interrupted journey back. He was ready to go a few weeks ago and then got COVID, which set him back. So he's probably a week or two behind where he could have been.
Yep.
Yeah, you're right. Football clubs are very, you know, very good places to be. The club, you know, wraps its arms around you, and you've got to give people space to do things when they're ready, and it's great to have Zach back. He's sort of, you know, adds that little bit of bite to our midfield and a little bit of something different. So yeah, we'll hope he'll build into some really strong form over the next couple of weeks.
David, thank you so much for joining us on Sunday Crunch Time. Really appreciate your time, and best of luck against the D's this afternoon.
Pleasure, guys.